Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The family, faith formation, and the youth were the chief topics of Pope Benedict XVI's address on Thursday to the Italian Bishops' Conference. Ema McCarthy has this report.
Speaking Thursday to Europe's largest gathering of bishops, Pope Benedict XVI remarked that the Catholic faith in Italy is alive and deeply rooted. He described the Italian Church as a people's church, a unifying factor for the nation, and a great resource for the moral future of Italian society. But, he added, current difficulties cannot be ignored, such as the insidious advance of moral relativism, attempts to undermine marriage and the family, and the decreasing number of young men entering the priesthood.
Cari fratelli convescovi italiani, voi avete una precisa responsabilità non solo verso le chiese.
In his discourse, the Pope also recalled the prelates' attention to their specific responsibility, that is, the promotion of the common good, not only within the Church, but within the entire nation. The distinction between church and politics must be respected, he said. However, when politics touches on issues that are central to human dignity, issues such as the family, the church cannot remain in disparte. Pope Benedict praised the bishop's pastoral note on the family, which called Catholics' attention to legislation on de facto couples. He also had words of appreciation for their recent initiative of Family Day, when close to 1 million mothers and fathers from the length and breadth of Italy converged on the capital together with their children in support of the traditional family based on marriage.
Annunciare e testimoniare.
Charity and greater care for growing numbers of the country's hidden poor was another theme that Pope Benedict XVI dwelt on. While praising the numerous initiatives of parishes and dioceses throughout the peninsula, he reminded the bishops that serving the spiritual needs of the suffering should always accompany all charitable work. The Pope urged the bishops to redouble their evangelizing efforts, not only among the local populations, but to reach out to the vast number of immigrants who come in increasing numbers to seek a better future in Italy. A form of evangelization, he said, which places Christ at the center of the mission, both in deeds and in words.
Che ci vedrà di nuovo insieme a Loreto.
Concluding, Pope Benedict XVI once again returned to a recurrent theme in his recent pastoral appointments, the youth. Looking forward to the National Youth Gathering in Loreto later this year, he said that we know that youth formation is one of the most difficult tasks facing us today. But, he underlined, it is also one of the most important for the life of the Church.
Con questo animo vi assicuro la mia preghiera per l'Italia.
I'm Ema McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.